USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It looks like former President Donald Trump is set to announce another run for the White House next week. That's according to Trump advisor Jason Miller, who spoke to former advisor Steve Bannon. Miller said it's going to be a very professional, very buttoned-up announcement on Tuesday. This, as the balance of power in Washington, D.C., remains unknown.
The House of Representatives remains up for grabs days after the November 8th midterm elections. If Republicans gain the majority in the chamber, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is expected to become Speaker. He's pledging to hold the Biden administration accountable through investigations. He spoke on Fox News.
With that gavel, regardless of the number of how high or over 218 you are, you have subpoena power, and we will use it.
In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A Veterans Day observance was held Friday at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough says the wall memorializes those who defended people they never met during a time of intense polarization in the United States.
It is an extraordinary act to put on the nation's uniform, leave the safety of your home, deploy to a war zone in a foreign land, and fight for the freedom of someone else.
People in North Dakota are digging out after a blizzard. While parts of the country dealt with record heat and the remnants of a hurricane, a record amount of snow for November 10th fell in the capital city of Bismarck. The National Weather Service says 17 inches fell at its headquarters in the city on Thursday. The NFL is set to honor the late John Madden on Thanksgiving Day. Madden died last year at the age of 85. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Kamala Harris is honoring service members at Arlington National Cemetery. In a Veterans Day speech, Harris paid homage to those who served in uniform at home and overseas to defend the country's most sacred values.
On Veterans Day, we celebrate the generations of Americans who fought to make that promise real.
She added, Veterans Day is about coming together to express our profound gratitude. Iranian protesters refused to back down.
Almost 15,000 protesters in Iran are facing a potential death penalty, but protests aren't slowing down. Iran's parliament overwhelmingly voted in favor of the death penalty for protesters earlier this week. Nearly 2 months of protests began in September after news of the death of a 22-year-old woman became public after she was arrested and allegedly beaten to death by Iran's so-called morality police. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Former baseball star Pete Rose is asking MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred to let him into the Hall of Fame. In a letter to Manfred, Rose said he has apologized many times for betting on baseball games while managing the Cincinnati Reds. This comes as a committee created by the league is considering 8 names to be inducted into the Hall who weren't voted in by the writers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.